burned in and nothing beat up?
Ashes.
What color were they usually?
Well, depending on what kind of wood you used. Most of the time they'd be white, the ashes that we had.
What kind of wood would you usually burn?
Oak, I expect, more than anything else, because we had more oak trees.
And then pine to start it with?
Pine to start it with,
You just put a big...
Well, Papa would buy the wood. We'd buy a truckload of wood and stack it up in the backyard, and then the man, you know, would saw it up and cut it up to pieces to come, you know, to be brought in the house.
Well,
we used more coal than we did wood.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you have anything, what would you call a thing that you would carry the coal in? Maybe?
Scuttle?
Coal scuttle.
Coal scuttle, uh-huh.
You just burned that coal in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. And we'd have, now for instance, upstairs on the landing to the steps, we had a box out there that the man could bring the coal up the back steps and keep the box up there full of coal. So when we wanted coal, we didn't have to go downstairs to get it. And this apartment had a box out here on my back porch where people used to, you know, when the man brought coal, they let them bring it upstairs and fill those boxes up there, at least that box. Now, I never did use it for anything because the ice was in here when I came up here. And I never did use that box out there for anything but just to keep some stuff I wanted to hide. And I got a little storage house downstairs. I don't have much in it now because I've gotten practically everything out. I had some brass things, a brass basket and a brass, I don't know what you call the thing. So you know, a brass thing you set something on. Oh, I forget what you call it.
Oh, a vase or?
No, it wasn't a vase. Uh-uh. It's just fixed set of fun. I used to keep that big fun.
Oh.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Only I never did put that fun on anything but that. Now that fun has been in that metal bucket for over 40 years.
Oh, really?
I've reset the fun. I've divided the fun in a number of times. And I've got to put fresh dirt in it this spring because the bucket is just full of roots now. Now that fun, we've had that fun well over 50 years. Mama had it. And see, I was the last one at home, so I still had it. Luckily, I do have a place to keep it in the house where it likes to stay. Now, I keep it out here on the porch until it gets too hot, and then I have a friend who has a big porch, and she takes it out to her house and keeps it for me in the summertime. But it'll die out here. The heat from the pavement and everything, it just gets too hot for it out there. Now, that little fern, it's wild. That's a domestic fern in that bucket.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't grow on the banks, on the creeks, and things like that. But the one in the little cut glass fernery, it's a wild planting that a friend of mine who lives in Uniontown gave me a long time ago. And I used to have several pots of it, but I just have the one thing now.
That's what my wife can't keep flowers 3 or 4 years, much less over it. That's remarkable. The fern has lasted that long.
Yeah, because I've been up here 34 years come July. No, 33. Got moved up here in 1945 after Mama died. I wanted an upstairs apartment. And the lady next door owned the house. And this apartment was going to be vacant, and so she called me and asked me if I would like to have it. I thought I sure would. And when she bought the house downstairs, she didn't put me out. And she didn't raise my rent.
Wasn't
she sweet?
Sure was.
Well, she wanted a place to live. She had to sell her house because they were buying it for the bypass, her property. And she was having to sell her house. And she looked at little houses that were for sale. And she didn't find a single one. And so she just rented the apartment downstairs. It became vacant. And she just rented the apartment downstairs and moved in.